You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Quiero te besar, amor, porque no quieras quedar conmigo, amor. Soy una pasariña y quiero volar. Si tengo mis alitas, no corta. Quiero porque quiero te dar. Amor.
We're down here in the media center at WOMAD New Plymouth with Bella de Seju. How you guys doing?
Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
I'm happy to be here.
I'm so excited to have you. It's your first time in Aotearoa, New Zealand. Is that correct?
Yeah, first time.
How are you enjoying it?
It's amazing, so beautiful. And we've been just to the festival here. But it's been amazing. We've been to Taranaki and beautiful people are so nice and open. Yeah.
And you guys started as a festival band, is that correct?
It's crazy to say like this, but we weren't a band. We were just friends in the middle of the pandemic, living together in the same house. And an owner of a festival in Brazil invited us to do a concert in the next edition. Yeah. But the next edition didn't happen in that time because of the pandemic. So we proposed to him to like help us to do an album. Like, do you want to meet us to do an album? And he was able to help us, yes. And we did it, we did the album. So we are more, it was more a project than a band, but obviously we became a band after. Yeah. And now we are here. Three years later in New Zealand.
I'm so happy you guys are here, because your debut album, CCC, came out 2022. It's an amazing album. And what I love most about it is it's an album, not a collection of songs. Like, you got these great interludes throughout, like the title interlude, Seem, Seem, Seem. When I was listening to it with my headphones on, I was like, who's whispering in my ear right now? Like, it's really good. Is that something you set out to do in the process, is make an album as opposed to a collection of songs?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, while we were doing that, we always thought about this narrative that would connect all the songs and how it tell a story, our story, from that moment we were living together. So yeah, we totally had that thought about making a complete our work, you know.
Yeah.
And I think we all like this kind of thoughts, you know, while composing, right?
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
But I think it's the, I don't know, in our career, we have our own albums.
Oh yeah, Arepe Piada, Pique, and Marques 256.
Yeah.
Great albums. I love
you
them.
You know
all.
Everything, man. But I think in Sim 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 we put more effort to tell this story, like, as a cinematographic thing.
Yeah, it feels that way. And alongside, you got, you know, yearning love songs like Pasirinha. Seeing it live is even more special. But you've also got these joyous moments. Dorado Dorado, the back half, where you guys switched to Spanish, is it?
Oh yes, yeah.
How did that come about? Were you like, fuck it, let's just go Spanish with it?
We were... here we have like Julia's family is from Spain,
yeah.
My family is from Chile, part of the family, so we have the Spanish language near us, nearby us. Julia speaks perfectly, I don't speak Spanish, but as Latin Americans we are nearby, as though Brazil, it's strange because Brazil don't relate too much with Latin American. And one of the ideas of this album kind of was to put this ingredient in this soup, we used to call a soup, and I think we were composing Dorado Dorado in a farm that we went to compose the other songs, and we started to compose other song,
yeah.
Não foi? Cavaleiro da Tierra,
true.
Cavaliere de la Tierra, like in other room, like two composing there, two composing here, and out of the blue we were just playing the both songs, and the idea came of putting them together, like abrupt, not make like space, just go to the other. And I agree with you, it's one of the things in the album that I like the most, because it's so surprising and so random but nice.
And sorry, so just to complete, we put them together with a third element that was like a chula, that's a rhythm from the northeast of Brazil, that's not that was not in the Dourado, neither in Cavaliere de la Tierra. It was like a third rhythm that would put everything together. Yeah. So this mix made Bala Desejo.
It's such a beautiful mix.
And this link is super Brazilian. So it's kind of, let's pick Brazil and mix everything.
Man, that is so Brazilian.
That's the thing.
I'm interested about your guys' sound in particular, because I've heard people describe you as Tropicália. I've heard people describe you as psychedelia, but how do you define your sound? Do you even want to define it?
Obviously not. But
it's so hard to do such thing, you know, to define. Like, we can imagine ways, but I don't think we ever wanted to define, because of this, like, we are this mix of, we have this mix of influences, each one of us. We are also have a fourth element that's not here now, but yeah. And this, I think this mix that's not like defined made the album possible, because we've been like through chula, salsa, jazz, reggae, like we have like this right mix.
Yeah, I think Brazilian music is kind of like this. And like defining, I don't know, because the act of defining seems to me like people need their minds to understand and to enjoy things. Yeah. You don't need your mind, you don't need to understand, just feel. And like, I think the song, the sounds are there. And obviously you can try to define, but it's not the point. Just chill and that's it.
As part of this beautiful tradition of música popular brasileira, which is great.
Good accent.
Thank you. It's from Mozambique, so I speak um pouco.
Fala português, boa.
Eu quero aprender, you know? I'm trying to learn, trying to get there. But you know, it draws on that beautiful tradition, and you guys have an influence there and a little touch. Like, you tour with Milton Nascimento.
Yes.
That's incredible. Yeah. What is that like?
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, I played for 4 years with him, doing backing vocals and sometimes splitting with him the lyrics and playing guitar. It was such an honor, because Milton is one of the influences of our people, how we say, galera, I think. Okay, us, and for me, our friends and our scene in Brazil and in the world. And he's super, if anybody knows here Milton Nascimento, check out, because it's something super specific, unique in the world.
Yeah.
So beautiful.
It's so special. Yeah. His version of Todo Que Poder Agissim. That song is beautiful.
Yes.
It's really beautiful. One of my favorite things about you guys as a band is your live performance. You're so epic live. So you play on Friday, then on Saturday. On Friday, you had to deal with the moon. The moon was playing with you guys?
Yeah, the moon wasn't playing with you, with us. She was against us. It was super difficult for us. Like, everything that could be wrong went wrong. But we managed.
You pushed obviously. And it was amazing, because you guys were having those technical difficulties. But at one point I saw this couple. They found each other in the middle of the crowd on Friday, grabbed each other by the arms, smiling, turned to the stage, and just took you guys in. Is that what you try to bring to live shows? Is that connectedness, that togetherness?
Yeah, of course. As we said, like it began as a pandemic project, so we didn't know where would it take us, but it took us to this place. Like, everyone wanted to be together and to connect somehow, and of course music is maybe the strongest way to do that. So in that time, it was one of the only options we had. So the strength was even greater. And I don't know.
The feeling of the album is just like this. It's to the moment right after the pandemic, right after the quarantine stop, we released. So we were trying to put this energy inside the songs, like the kind of freedom again, kind of joy.
And also we composed the album thinking about the show. So we had how we imagined, like, firstly we imagined the show, and then the album came because of this sensation we wanted to feel, you know.
100%. And I feel like you all have so much. Julia, you on percussion? I feel like you'd be killing it on percussion. How do you enjoy performing with these guys?
Now on interview, I'm very shy. I came from theater, and Zé, Dora, and Lucas from music. And I think we mix all the elements and we help each other with your strong power. Yeah, so I think I put this theater vibration on the show, and they teach me the harmonies and to sing like open voices. I think is a Baladesejo is a mix of this four power. And the band too, because we chose the band like
the best musicians in Brazil.
Ain't that the damn truth, Dora? Damn truth. Thank you guys so much for talking to me. I do have to ask one more question. Are we gonna get new music anytime soon?
Yes. New music?
Yeah, yes. It's in the works. Yeah.
Yeah.
We sing on the show. So who was there? Could hear for the first time the new song. We like translate a song for
a version of a song for a song that we love a lot for Portuguese. So like it's not a full album, but it's a small thing, a single that we like to like give to the people who still follow us and are together since we released, and to keep the flame, you know.
Yeah, I mean, any new Baladesejo is good Baladesejo, to be fair. So I'm very excited and looking forward to it. Thank you so much.
Nice, my friend. Thank you for the interview.
Sem temer o sol, meu cabelo dourar.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.
Hoje eu só quero te namorar, mesmo que impossível seja o amor. Assistir o dia acabar, invadindo a noite de calor. As ondas que quebram sobre mim,
as ondas que quebram sobre mim,
são as mesmas de todo lugar,
são as mesmas de todo lugar.
Céu aberto, imenso jardim,
céu aberto, imenso jardim,
ao sabor do tempo que passa.
Sem temer o sol, meu cabelo dourar e a minha pele escurecer.
Hoje eu só quero te namorar, mesmo que impossível seja o amor. Assistir o dia acabar, invadindo a noite de
BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.